Auto Parts. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
9:04 on Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Welcome in to the show here today as we get ready to talk some basketball with you. A busy day of basketball coming up as well here on KGYM. Let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, on the boys basketball side of things, some regular season contests last night, just a few. It was Dubuque Senior getting the victory last night as they beat Washington 76-55. Waterloo East beat Western Dubuque last night 74-69. A couple of WOMAC games. Center Point Urbana beat South Tama 46-25. Benton Community over Clear Creek Amana 81-74 last night. Girls basketball in the tournaments. Game you heard here on KGYM. It was in 2A. North Lynn holding off Regina 50-39 last night. North Lynn now moves on to Monday night's regional final. They will take on Wilton, so that'll be a battle number 8 versus number 10. Maquoketa Valley with a win 46-38 over Beckman last night up in Manchester. And Maquoketa Valley went out, take on defending state champion Cascade in a regional final coming up on Monday night. 1A, they're back again. Springville will go on to the regional final. They beat AGWSR 53-49. That, of course, Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat Rock. Mike knew that. Brad knew that as well. Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat Rock. Now it'll be Springville and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck coming up on Monday night. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck over Central Elkader 55-46 last night. Also, wrestling. The finals are set. We're going to have a lot of place winners and et cetera, but just give you the rundown of the finalists as far as the locals are concerned. In 3A, Garvin of Iowa City West at 125. Wempen of Linmar at 182 will wrestle for championships. 2A, Weber at Independence at 113. Hayden Taylor of Solon at 126. S. Moyle of West Liberty at 145. Ryan of Mount Vernon at 170 pounds will all go for championships tonight. In 1A, the big three from Lisbon will go at it. Avila at 126. Cale Happel at 132. And Kobe Siebricht at 138 pounds. Brady Henderson of North Lynn will wrestle for a championship at 152. And Sims of Iowa Valley will wrestle as well at 225 pounds. So best of luck to all the wrestlers as they conclude their season coming up today. Make you feel a little warmer, baseball from yesterday. The Hawkeyes had their season opener. George Mason beat Iowa 7-2 yesterday. Mount Mercy lost a pair to Benedictine Mesa 7-6 in 10 innings and 6-1 yesterday. Softball, Iowa split, beating Kansas 2-1. They lost to Villanova 4-2. Mount Mercy took 2 yesterday. They beat Warner of Florida 3-1 and beat Martin Methodist by a score of 6-5 yesterday as well. UNI with a win over Jacksonville 6-2 and lost to College of Charleston 4-0 yesterday. Coming up today, men's college basketball, Iowa will be on the road at Rutgers in Piscataway coming up later on late this afternoon. Iowa State at Kansas State will have that at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM with a 3 o'clock start. Iowa State women will host Oklahoma State this afternoon at 1 o'clock over in Ames. Also, doubleheaders today. Simpson will be at Co for a 2 o'clock start over at Cohawk Arena. It will be Iowa Lakes at Kirkwood today. Sophomore day going on, I believe, over there at Johnson Hall at 1 o'clock. And Beloit will be at Cornell today for a 1 o'clock doubleheader. And the Rough Riders will host Waterloo tonight. That will begin at 7 o'clock. So lots going on in college and high school sports today. Take a break, come back, and get you into the Coach's Corner for this Saturday, and we'll do it right after this.
Looking for your next vehicle will be relaxing and stress-free at Brown's West Branch. You always get their no-pressure promise, along with a hometown feel you don't seem to find at most dealerships these days. Come to Brown's West Branch to find your new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Or take a look at their fine selection of pre-owned vehicles, too. No matter what you're searching for, they believe in helping you make an informed decision in your own time. The professional, knowledgeable people at Brown's West Branch are some of the friendliest you'll meet. And when you do decide you'd like more information about a vehicle, they're ready to help. Brown's West Branch, the right products, pricing, and people. Plus, their exclusive, no-pressure promise. Take the short, easy drive to see them just off I-80 at exit 254. or visit 4browns.com. Browns West Branch, part of the Browns family of dealerships. Your hometown dealer, no matter where your hometown may be.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say, Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit. Straight up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables. You rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pet Bowl, downtown Iowa City.
9:10, Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We welcome you into the program today. Busy day we will have coming up later on for you, 12:45, college basketball, as it will be college basketball from, I believe, the Big East. I will let you know about that coming up here in a moment, because with everything going on, it completely slipped my mind. Xavier Providence today. So that will be our game coming up at 12:45 on the FMs, and then 1600 AM we'll have Iowa State in action coming up at 2 o'clock. Cyclones will take on Kansas State. Big game down in Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. We'll have that one for you. And then later on at 3:30, we've got high school basketball this afternoon. Big one in the MVC, as it'll be top 10s going at it. Prairie and Iowa City West. Prairie with a chance to get a share of the Mississippi Division Championship with a win. West has already won the Valley Division, so that will be a big one in the regular season. And then later on at 6:45, pair of girls regional games for you, 1600 AM. We'll be at Prairie. We'll stay there to take the Prairie-Kennedy game in, and then Linmar at Iowa City West on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So lots of basketball coming your way later on. Going to talk some basketball with you. Mike Mandershide, to start things off, the head boys basketball coach for the Marion Indians, is the Indians, along with everybody else, waiting out the weather, if you will, yeah, a little bit. So, and now we've got what? 3 to 5 inches coming in tonight.
Exactly. What else would we do if it didn't snow, right?
Right. You guys got 18 games in, I believe. So, yeah. Three that you're going to be missing, but hey, what were you going to do after what, 3, 4, 5 postponements?
Yeah, we postponed at least two of them three times, so it is what it is. It's kind of weird, you know. Normally when you're sitting here ready for tournaments, you kind of know where you're at, you kind of know what you need to do, and everybody's in the same boat, where you might not have the best read on your team right now because of not playing for 2 or 3 weeks, and then playing 3 games a week, and so it is what it is at this point.
Well, what we noticed coming off of all these is that conditioning has really been a problem. It seems like the guys are getting tired. The girls are getting tired a little bit more readily. And, you know, you can't blame them, because they haven't had the chance to get out and run.
Yeah, you haven't had the reps. I think I told our kids that. We addressed that maybe around the 1st of February. I said, you know, right now I'm most concerned about, you know, is just our conditioning and lacking of being able to get in the gym and just have reps, not, you know, prep game reps. You know, for a while there, we were, you know, if we did have a practice during the week, it was right before the game, and then you're just kind of prepping for the game, so you're not doing a lot of up and down stuff anyway. But, you know, we were fortunate enough, we've been in tournament mode since Wednesday, so kind of did a little extra conditioning on Wednesday just to kind of set the tone a little bit for our practices. So kind of hoping that the kids buy into that a little bit.
Yeah, and tough time to have all these postponements, because you guys are playing good basketball right now. 4 in a row you've won, 7 out of 8. So things are rolling in the right direction for tournaments.
Yeah. We've improved all year long. You know, going into the season, wasn't sure what we had. I thought, you know, on the offensive end, I knew we had some kids coming back with some skill. Defense was a little bit of a question mark. And, you know, in December, we weren't probably the best we've been defensively. But the kids really did start to buy in, And then we had 2 weeks where we didn't play a game, but we were getting about three practices in a week. And that really, really did help us in terms of going in and being able to just rep the defensive end and getting kids to get to the right spots and being able to stop things and slow them down and say, here's what we need to get to. And then coming out of that, I thought we played really well defensively for a while.
Yeah, and seemed like every time that we were going to have you, it would snow about 8 inches. So we'll try it again for the tournament trail. So we'll see what happens. That should bring snow.
That should bring, yeah.
With KGYM trying to do a Marion game. But, you know, kind of like you and Coach Stovey were talking about with the MVC, that's kind of the way that the WOMAC East has been this year. You guys were on the tougher side. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but you welcomed that and seemed like every night out was just a dogfight.
Yeah, it was kind of like going to a new conference for us in some ways. We had, you know your side of the conference so well because you do play them twice a year over and over and over. And, you know, you can just pick up tendencies of coaches and what they're going to do throughout that. And then, you know, you go over there and we've played four teams over there every other year. So we had to learn a little bit of the four teams we didn't play last year. That took a little bit of time, and then just getting in and knowing what tendencies each coach does and how they're going to work the end of a game and stuff like that takes a little bit of time. But yeah, it was a dogfight night in and night out. I think our kids are better because of it. We'll see where we've gone, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to play the games you're scheduled to play and you move from there.
Well, and one of the marquee wins that you had this year, you were the first team to knock off Maquoketa this year at your place on a Saturday afternoon. And that just shows, I think, the balance that you guys had in the WOMAC East. And, you know, you beat Maquoketa and others in there, including West Delaware. You got them, too.
Yeah, we played well, very good basketball there for a little while. You're right, in the balance, you know. DeWitt comes and they beat us, and we go beat Maquoketa. And every time you opened up a score page, you were kind of looking at how'd it go the night before, you know, to see who beat who and who played well that night and maybe who's got what coming up and, you know, prep for them going forward.
Well, typical Marion team. Yeah, you're still looking for that 6'8", 6'9", center. you haven't found it yet. But still, you know, you're not going to be as big as the other team usually, but you work hard, do the things you do, and usually good things happen.
Yeah, we're always outsized. We got some eights and nines, but they got fives in front of them, and not sixes. But, you know, yeah, we know that going in that's going to be, you know, something we're going to have to focus on, and you know, boxing out and being in the right spots becomes just that much more important because your length, you can't coach length, and you guys know that. So, just doing those little things here and there really, really does become important.
Yeah, it does. And you get a good rotation in there, too. I think good, strong eight guys that you can put in at one time during the game. So that certainly helps.
Yeah, we go eight or nine. Usually we'll play nine at least some of the time. You know, we've got decent size starting, you know, with Trevor. Trevor's about 6'3". And then you go Joffre and Mason, Ray. You know, they're six, a little over six. And then Will and Matthew Brazzi round out our starters usually on a night in, night out. You bring in a couple guys off the bench, and Connor Whalen, who plays a little bit bigger than the 6'1" he is. He's having a nice second half of the year for us. Owen Puck's about 6'2" or 6'3". Long kid, going to be pretty decent kid down the road. Gage Frank is in there, and then Austin Prayer round out our top nine. So, when they decide they want to get after it, they can really get after it and be tough defensively. We saw a couple times on film last night where we made some pretty good rotations and we were covering up guys that were way bigger than us. And we lived with it because we were smart enough to rotate to the right spots.
Yeah, and you can play with teams bigger than you, and you've done that all year. And you like to shoot the three a little bit, I know that. And everybody does this day and age, though.
That might be the kids like to shoot the three a little bit more than what I want them to shoot three a little bit more. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast here in modern basketball. The kids like to shoot that three. I'm a little bit more of, hey, let's get it inside, get a touch into the lane somehow, somewhere. You know, so we try and balance that out as best we can.
Yeah, and your guys inside, like Trevor Paulson and Mason Ray, and shooting over 50%. So that shows a lot.
Yeah, you know, just reminding kids that, hey, those high percentage shots are on the inside, not necessarily outside on a nightly basis. But, you know, we've got some kids shooting decent three-point percentages too.
Yeah, they have. And Will Henriksen is at 41% this year, and Mason Ray can step out and shoot the three too.
He doesn't take a lot of them, to his credit. He doesn't take a lot of them. But, you know, when he is open, he's got the confidence to step it up and knock it down.
Yeah, and I know you like to play good team basketball. That's been one of the staples for Marion over the years, and I know that hasn't changed any this year. Get a good shot, you know, not necessarily go down and take that first, you know, first look that could be possible anyway.
Yeah, don't beat yourself is, I think, what we always try and tell the kids, you know. We've done a really good job of not turning the basketball over. Our assist-to-turnover ratio is probably the highest it's ever been. I think every one of our kids is on the positive assist-to-turnover ratio. And they do share the basketball for the most part. So we've had upwards of, you know, 14, 15 assists on a regular night. So that's credit to our kids of distributing the basketball, and nobody's looking for just themselves. They're looking for everybody else, too.
Well, and you got a lot of good all-around athletes, too, on the team. You know, starting with probably Trevor Paulson and Joffrey Murphy. Up there, and Trevor's going to go play football up in Minnesota. But he rebounds, he shoots the ball well. He just, everything in every category, it seems that he does very well.
Yeah, he leads us in rebounding, probably leads us in shooting percentage, or very close. Leads us in assists from this five spot. So he's got a chance to lead us back-to-back years, I believe, in assists from the five-man spot. So that's pretty impressive. He's had multiple double-double nights for us where he goes and gets 10, 11 boards and, you know, has 11, 12, 13 points, which is huge because, you know, on a nightly basis he might be undersized. You know, and then we do have enough kids that want to go play at the next level. You know, Trevor will play at the next level for football. Joffrey will probably play at the next level for soccer, I'm assuming. Connor Whalen will have a shot to do something at the next level, track or football probably. And then we got some younger guys that might have a shot too to play some college athletics. So
yeah, so it's an athletic team that you guys certainly have, and I think it's a team that gets along really well too off the court.
Oh yeah, they get along probably too well because you can hear some jabs going back and forth. They get after each other in that category a little bit.
Well, I think the fun thing is that you see the guys at a lot of the girls' games they can get to. You see the girls at a lot of the guys' games that they can get to. And that's neat to see in this day and age.
Yeah, that's a school culture that, you know, that everybody wants to have. You know, as soon as we're able to have a night off and the girls are playing, they're going to be there. Girls play tonight, I would venture to bet every one of our guys will probably be there. So supporting them.
Well, a good example was you guys beat Maquoketa. You upset the number one team in the state. And instead of, you know, doing whatever you want to do, celebrate, talk about it, I think most of them showed up for the second half of the girls' game at Center Point that
they
day.
They probably did because we were going to play that early. So I just said, you know, if you're going to go, drive safe and have fun.
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah.
And they did that particular day. And, well, now you get ready for the tournaments, and you guys will play Anamosa coming up on Monday night. Get a home game, so that's the first check box, I guess, as far as the postseason is concerned.
Yeah. You know, we were awarded a 2 seed, so I think based on our efforts down the stretch, is much deserving. But at the same time, you got to come out and you got to play well. You know, Anamosa is no slouch coming in. They do some nice stuff. They really try and press you. They get after you defensively, and they'll push the basketball. You know, Coach Barnes has been known for shooting threes. Lets his kids shoot threes, and they all shoot them, and pretty decent percentages on their half too.
Right, and I think it's a very balanced sub-state district or whatever you want to say that you guys are in. Obviously, Maquoketa is the number one seed going into this thing, but Central DeWitt can beat anybody. They've shown that this year. Solon has as much talent, raw talent, I think, as anybody for Coach Pershing there. And then you got Wallert and Mount Vernon knocked off a couple biggies this year, so there's no slouch in this thing.
Yeah, as soon as it came out and I saw where we were, I thought, you know, we can beat any team in there, but any team can beat us just as equally even. So it'll be a good test for us. I think we're ready. I think we're prepared from the season to face that kind of a test. But, you know, you still have to put three solid games together in the tournament. Truth be told, you got to get probably a little lucky in one of them, having a ball go this way or that way for you down the stretch, and then see where you're at the 2 minute mark in the fourth quarter, and hopefully you're on the right side and can take it from there.
Chance to not even leave town though, so that's nice.
It is. No travel. We were supposed to have 9 home games and 12 away games this year. We ended up having 9 and 9. So that was all right. I was all right with that part.
But is the AD helping out the girls team?
It was just one of those things we got off and I was like, holy smokes, 12 road games. But we played a lot of them in the first half of the season. So January 11th, we played at the Cell, or January 12th, we played at the Cell, and we never played a road game until Monday night.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. So you had the red uniforms out an awful lot in the first half of the season.
Yes, and then got to put them away for a little while.
Well, how about the entire program as a whole? Happy with it for this year?
Yeah, we had, I think we started with upwards of 50 kids out, 9-12, which is generally our average number, right around there. Had a great coaching staff, probably one of the better years I've had in terms of not getting along, but enjoying the coaching staff and being around the coaching staff. We've added a few to the mix this year. Coach Brazzi and Coach Von Baron are both helping at the varsity level now. Coach Brazzi does our defensive stuff and does a great job with that. And then having Coach Von Baron an extra set of eyes and being able to start practices with a lot of shooting, I think, has really helped us this year. We added Coach Bleck. Aaron Bleck is a sophomore coach. He's a social studies teacher at the high school. Done a great job for us this year. Back, an oldie but a goodie, is Coach Page. Ellis Page came back to help us this year and did a great job working with the sophomores. Got after them a little bit, and our sophomores grew because of that. And then Brian Voss helped us out last year as a sophomore assistant, and he went and he's coaching our freshman group this year, so he's done a nice job with them too.
Yeah, good group. Good group indeed. All up and down the lineup anyway. And I guess the good thing about getting ready for Monday night is that Anamosa has been in the WOMAC for so many years that you knew a little bit about what they did with Coach Barnes.
Yeah, you're not going to pull anything over on Barnesy. He's he knows what he's doing. He's seen it all. He'll probably have a wrinkle or two for us, so we're going to have to kind of prepare for that. But you know, he knows the East side. He knows what's going on, and he'll be ready.
Yeah, and that'll be the second game coming up on Monday night, because Wallert will play in the first game, I know, and I'm trying to see who Wallert is going to take on.
Mount Vernon,
thank you. I knew you would know. Yeah. And that'll be the first game. So should be a big crowd over there at your place on Monday night.
Should be a nice crowd. I think that's the purpose of the doubleheaders, is that you get that kind of a tournament atmosphere. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And well, we didn't get all 21 games in this year, but 18, I guess, looking back on it, it's not horrible.
It's not horrible. Steve Roth, the guy who does our history of Marion basketball, said he's never had a year where they didn't get the years or the games all in 1 year. And we had 3 this year, so.
That just shows what kind of craziness yes. there was.
Yeah.
And, a shout-out to Greg as well for you guys. Helped out with book and all.
Oh yes, Greg Van Gorp. He's done that, I think, every year I've been there, pretty much. He does 3 games a night. I don't know how he does 3 games a night. If I had to do the book for 1 game, I'd be done. And he's got to see numbers when he goes home, and red and blue and green ink and everything else. So yeah, he does an amazing job for us. So we're very, very thankful to have him.
Yeah, and good guy. Good guy to boot. All right, we'll let you go. I know you got practice to get to, and best of luck coming down the tournament, and I'm sure we'll see you on a couple of stops.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
When it's sports you need, tune to KGYM. great ESPN programming, and live local sports. When it's smart rock you need, tune to Smart FM for great smart rock and weekend programming. Like the Beatles Buffet, Sunday mornings at 11. Looking for something a little off the beaten path? Chris Jackson's got you covered with Where It's At, Everything Alternative, Sunday nights at 6. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You won't want to miss the President's Day sale going on now through Monday, February 18th at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Find incredible sale prices on the products you use most. Stock up and save big on appearance items, tools, chemicals, oil and filter specials, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We were naive about all things money.
And we've maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
9:31 back on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM as we continue to talk some basketball with you. And our thanks to Mike Manderscheid, Marion Coach, for stopping by and talking Marion Indian basketball. And don't forget, we've got basketball coming up later on. 12:45 Xavier and Providence on the FMs. 2 o'clock, Iowa State and Kansas State on 1600 AM. We've got high school basketball, Prairie hosting Iowa City West in boys regular season action. Final game of the MVC regular season, and that will be coming up at 3:30. Prairie with a chance with the win to secure a share of the division championship. And then we've got right after that, Prairie girls basketball against Kennedy tonight at 7 o'clock, 6:45 start time at 1600 AM. 107.5, 106.3, we'll have Linmar. They will be taking on Iowa City West from down at West High. So lots of basketball to whet your appetite with here on a Saturday. And we're going to continue talking basketball as assistant coach Brad Stovey joining us from the Xavier boys basketball program. Seems I think we talk to you more than we talk to the head coaches. You know that?
Yeah, it kind of feels like that.
You pinch hit for Dwayne at times?
Yeah, I'm always willing to, you know. Anytime I can get a mic in front of me, I'm pretty happy about it. And it's always great to talk about, you know, Xavier basketball, Xavier football, anything to do with Xavier. So.
And now today, Coach Lurzman's daughter, I believe, has a game that he remembered. And so he said, can I have one of the assistants come down? I said, sure. Yeah, send Brad, because we'll just spend most of the time talking about 1984 and what a great year it was.
Yes. We always find our way to 1984. That was a great time in high school basketball.
It was. John Campbell still says best year sports-wise ever in this town. So
yeah, and who's going to argue with John?
I'm not going to argue with that.
You're
not going to argue with that.
No way.
Well, getting ready for the tournaments like Mike is over at Xavier. And you guys are kind of on the opposite end of things. Lost the last couple to good teams, obviously. Everybody in the MVC this year, pretty darn good. But getting ready for the second season now.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, the beauty of the schedule is, you know, if you can keep your confidence through it all, you are going to be battle-tested. And That's a great part about it. You grow a lot under adverse conditions, and I'd be hard pressed to say there's a better conference in the state than the Valley. And what we see night to night is you know, going to make us better and make us grow as a team. So you know, it'll be exciting. We're ready to go for 3A and ready to. We had a couple matchups with 3A teams this year and did pretty well. So we're ready for the next part of the journey.
Right, and you mentioned we talked with Mike about the WAMAC, but this year in the MVC, I don't think I've ever seen a year where, and with the two new teams as well, with Western Dubuque and Liberty coming in, 16 teams, and there was just not a night off each night. Teams were knocking each other. Good example the other night, Senior got beat by Liberty.
Right.
No one saw that coming.
No, not at all. That's Stu working his magic over there, you know. But, yeah, there were no off nights. There's just no gimmies at all, which, again, it's a good thing. You know, the tough part about that is, you know, a lot of kids that are deserving to be on the court don't get much of a chance to be out there, and that's the hard part. But like I said, to be battle-tested, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, and you guys got to get ready for the games coming up on Monday night. You're going to be hosting, and we'll be over there in the FMs for both of the games, Clear Creek and Assumption, and then you guys in Vinton Shelbsburg to come after that. And I know you're not taking anybody lightly, even though you play the 4A schedule and you play 3A in the tournament. You have respect for every one of your opponents.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Wamek, you know, like Coach Manderscheid was saying, I mean, it was solid this year, and they from top to bottom they were pretty solid too. So. We know Vinton's a good basketball team, and everybody's dangerous. So you just, you know, you worry about what you need to do. You come out and have the right mindset and execute, and usually good things happen.
Well, this going into this season, you guys on the first day. Well, first of all, you got off to the late start because the football team did what they did and won the state championship. So, you know, you passed out "Hello, my name is" name tags probably for the second week of practice.
Right.
But you know, that's you've gone through that route before, so it didn't faze you any, I know.
Yeah, it's an excellent problem to have, but it does take that first month is the kids getting used to playing together. A lot of them had never been on the floor together. You know, obviously during the summer there's time together, but you know, it's getting to know each other, tendencies, almost a trust in each other on the court, and that does take a while. And you know, football. And success is a great thing. So you get that, and that does carry over, you know, with leadership on the team. But sometimes you're just a little rusty. And I just remember the first day of practice seeing Quinn Schulte look like he went through a car wash without a car. I mean, he had scratches and scrapes from the dome, and Bryson Bastian and Matthew Jordbreck, and those kids just, you know, it took them a month to see what a round ball felt like in their hands. So.
Yeah, but now getting into it, and also, of course, you had not only that, but you didn't have guys named Mims and Jones around, and, you know, they had a great legacy they left for these guys, and these guys learned a lot under them, I know, and had to pick up the mantle.
Right, absolutely, and you know, obviously, you don't have players like that in the program every day, and in my mind, you know, everybody saw what Matt and Jackson were like on the court, but the thing that we probably missed most was the constant enthusiasm and competitiveness every single minute of every day in practice, and that's what they brought. And not that our team didn't have that, but like you said, we had to kind of forge our own identity, and that's what we've done. So
yeah, and it's a different group, certainly a different team this year, and. You know, not too bad in the regular season anyway. You had your ups and downs, but like I said, that's kind of the way everybody is in basketball.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, we progressed a giant amount, but, you know, again, with the Valley and with the competition, it's just there's no room for error. The off nights will be exposed. So you defend and you rebound, and then you try to put everything else together.
Yeah, and then the fact that one of your top players missed all of last year with a knee injury, and he's only a sophomore going into this year with Jalen Moses, and so he was basically new to the program, so there was another piece to the puzzle.
Exactly, and with Jalen coming off two ACL injuries, and he really, you know, he never played a varsity game, so his last time he was on the court was as an eighth grader, so having to overcome that, and we took it slow with him, and he's a great kid, he's a tireless worker, he's really a special guy, and you know, there's only success ahead, but, you know, we had to integrate him. You know, he wasn't there right from the beginning, so we had to kind of slowly integrate him. And plus, you know, losing Kyle Mader before the season, lost him at the end of the Pella game in just a fluke play on an extra point. That really hurt us. He was our returning leading scorer, and Kyle's a special kid, and he was just getting ready to kind of, you know, have one of those years. You could just kind of feel it with him. He's such a special guy. And then also Josh Volk, you know, that's missing a big space eater in the lane. So, you know, we had to kind of, like I said, kind of forge our identity and find out who we were.
Right. And guys, it's a very balanced team, though, scoring-wise. Jake Beckman leading the way. Davis Wagner has had his nights. Bryson Bastian's had his time to shine a little bit. You know what you're going to get from Quinn pretty much every night. He's right. Going to guard the best offensive player on the opposition and probably about 6 or 8 points right in there and grab about 6 or 8 rebounds.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, like you said, with Jake and Davis, really two talented offensive players that really can put it together at times. And Bryson's just, the crafty lefty kind of guy. Not really a more competitive or tougher kid around. And then, like you said, with Quinn, Quinn's just Quinn, and that's the best compliment I can give him. He just brings it daily. He's like a machine, you know. He doesn't get tired. He is unaffected by what's going on externally. And, you know, I've been around Quinn since he was a little boy, you know, and he's obviously a special guy and a great, great leader. And a great leader that, by the way, has, you know, been part of four state championship teams. So that's not many people get to put that on their resume.
No. And, of course, going on to Iowa as a walk-on down there, so that'll be good. Trey McCrary also, and Nick Hansel's been picking it up as of late for you guys.
Exactly, and Trey's a real talented kid, too. He sees the floor really well, and he's really got a special skill set. And then Nick's a little bit of an undersized big guy, but, you know,
We're all undersized big guys.
Yeah, I think so. But he gives a great effort level, and you know, and I had a conversation with him early because he likes to wear colorful shoes sometimes, and it was kind of like if you go hard and play good defense and rebound, then I might be able to tolerate, you know, the pink in your shoes or whatever color it might be. So
oh sure, yeah. But and then Jordan Breck, like you said, coming off the football season where he kind of popped out right there, and he's giving you good minutes on the inside, and he's had to battle against, you know, guys like McCaffrey and people like that throughout the year.
Exactly right. Matthew, they don't make kids any better than this guy. Just an extremely intelligent, hardworking kid that gives it his all every time. And, you know, he shows flashes, you know, of being really good. And he really helps us when he plays physical and he gets after it. So he had a really nice first half against Wallert on Thursday night. And, you know, just another one of those great kids. Sometimes I feel like he's not a super outgoing personality, and I feel like having a helmet on helps him. So I've toyed with it. I don't think the legalities of that, we could pull that one off. But
no, I don't think that's going to happen.
But I saw a little nasty in him definitely in the football season. So
yeah, and made some big catches at tight end.
Yeah. he had a great season. And, again, couldn't be a nicer kid, nice family.
Yeah, and well, now, like I said, turn your attention to getting ready for the postseason with Vinton up first. Vinton Schelsberg will come in to your place coming up on Monday night. And Vinton Schelsberg's had some very good teams in the past, and I know they got a couple of good players in there.
Exactly. Well-coached, good players. You know, you know what you get. This is postseason, and this kind of stuff you live for, but our whole, like you were saying earlier, sub-state or district or whatever we call it nowadays, I don't even know, but everybody there is good. We know that we can beat anybody, and we also know you can have things not go your way if you don't show up and execute like you need to. So
yeah, and then on the other side, you got Assumption and then a Clear Creek Amana team that's over 500, and I know it was pretty widely publicized. Assumption wasn't real happy.
Oh, really?
With the seed they got.
I didn't hear any of that chatter at all. And, you know, the good thing about the coaches seeding is coaches have a pretty good feel for things, but there's always going to be somebody that gets shorted in their mind or you know, it might look like that. But it's just you just have to have the mentality, again, that you wherever they put you, you play, you know. You play anybody, anytime, anywhere kind of thing.
All right. And, again, like we talked with Mike, if you guys take care of business, you won't have to leave town too for the tournament trail.
Exactly, which is really nice. It's nice to play at home, and you know, it's an honor to play at home too. And it's nice that we did get rewarded for playing in the toughest league in my mind. And I think you know, if you look at some of the sources, depending on what you look at, but the second toughest schedule in 3A, you know, there has to be some reward for that. So they kind of, the record's not as glossy as some, but that doesn't mean that we're not a good team that's going to be extremely competitive.
No, and you guys, this is not a new path, certainly. You guys have made state tournaments, you know, 2 games over .500, 3 games over .500, and had very good runs. So it's not anything new. Coach Breitbach did it way back in the day.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, you go back to 84, we lost 5 out of 6 and at one stretch. In 2016, we lost 6 in a row to end the season, and happened to, you know, match that with winning 6 in a row. So postseason's a whole different animal, and you just, like I said, the schedule had a way of preparing us, and now we've got an opportunity to shine.
Right, and get a couple of practices in, hopefully, before you get going, because that's what we've been lacking as of late, is just the practice time out there.
Absolutely. It's truly been unlike any year. You know, I've been on the bench with Regis and Xavier since 93, and I don't, you know, you don't remember everything. Sometimes memory edits things, but I don't remember anything like this. We'd have 3 consecutive games without a practice. I mean, I don't think that's...
It's hard to do the scout, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like back of the days of, you know, the Thunder team I coached with a lot of these seniors. And, you know, you play 3, 4, 5 games and barely have a practice. So,
well, you kind of worry more about what you're doing than your opposition at this point.
Yeah, and that's always the key in my mind. I mean, if you're focused on yourself, you don't have much time to worry about anything else. And you just have to improve your own team and make them the best they can be. So
right. And how about the total program this year? Everything going well?
Yeah, really good. And you know, with all the snow and everything like that, everything's been so disjointed and lost so many games. And I haven't seen as much of some of the teams, especially the freshmen. But yeah, everything's going good. And you know, our freshman coach is Jim Efting, and we actually brought back Tom Breitbach from the 1984 team. He was coaching the other team. I think he was one of our leading scorers and phenomenal basketball player, coaching freshman level. And then we have Sam Elgin, a true original, with Sam, just a great, great guy, and really enjoy him, and the kids really like him. And Andy Allen is doing double duty. He's helping out with the sophomores and then also doing varsity. And Andy is a great person that really develops real good relationships with the kids. And then, of course, you know, our varsity staff, you know, there's like a bunch of pallbearers is what it always reminds me of, you know, but everybody dressed up, and a whole bunch of us. They always have to bring out extra chairs. But we have Andy and Mark Denny and, of course, Coach Moses, James Moses, who has been...
With the lollipop.
Yeah, phenomenal, phenomenal addition, great person. And then Matt Foxhoven is just, I would describe him as our daily grinder. He's a Xavier grad and a basketball junkie. And then, of course, Coach Lersman, who, what he's done and brought to Xavier will... It's quite a legacy, and the success that we've had under him and his leadership has been just phenomenal.
Well, I noticed as well with James that a lot of people would not notice this as well, that the lollipop usually corresponds with the color of the outfit of the ensemble James is wearing.
Yeah. James is just what a phenomenal person, and what a great person to be around in addition to program. But yeah, he's got a little flair. He brings a little flair. So
you're not going to have the lollipop anytime soon, right?
No. I couldn't pull off most of the stuff that any of the fashion ensemble or the lollipop. I don't think I'm cool enough to pull any of that off.
But you know what? It's a group, and if you didn't have separate personalities, then you know, probably wouldn't get along as well as you guys do.
Right, and that's Ryan. You know, that's what Coach Lersman brings. He really is egoless. He, you know, we almost are all like head coaches in terms of the ability to coach and be who we are. And you know, that's Coach Schulte does that with the football staff too, and that's why a lot of those guys have been there since '98. But a true leader that you know, empowers everybody and allows them to be who they are is, you know, it's a priceless thing, and that's. that's why we've had the success we have. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, and well, hopefully more success coming up starting on Monday night. But you know, you get to you see it, and we see it as well. That the kids, all of a sudden, there's a light bulb that goes on, especially with the seniors. They go, "Uh-oh, we're down to it," and then they usually get to play their best basketball.
Exactly. Hey, you wake up in the morning and it feels different when it's playoff time. There's no doubt about it, you know. But we're gonna all wake up, wake up an optimist in that morning and be ready to go and get after it.
Yeah, and that'll be starting on Monday. We get all the boxes checked. We get everything checked off here.
I think we got everything. I you know, kind of kiddingly said, Coach Lersman, you want me any talking points you want me to make sure I cover? And I did get quite a few texts last night. So I think I got everything. If not, I apologize. And if I left anybody out, the only other thing I wanted to do is, there's a couple more seniors that we didn't mention, Hunter Hartgrave, Austin Marlin, Carter Hartman. And that senior class has just been dear to my heart. And it's because my son's in that class and I've been around those kids and
going to Cove?
Parents. And yeah. Yeah,
you don't have to go very far for games.
No, really excited for him. That's a really good fit with Coach Staker over there. Just good stuff and great school.
Oh, yeah. And they got some good talent coming in, too.
I'm really excited. It's going to be hard to be in the stands. Let's put it that way.
Well, now, here's the biggest question. Here's the biggest question of all. You now have a household that's got a Co and a Cornell person in it, so... You know you are asking for all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, there's no doubt. With my daughter Maddox at Cornell, just saw her compete yesterday in track, and I was kind of joking. I wear a Cornell shirt on Saturdays in the winter and the spring, and I'm going to wear a Co shirt in the fall, and maybe I'll get one of those stitch shirts, you know, that's half and half.
This is things are not going to go well now.
I know. The Cornell track coach, her coach came up to me, and he coaches football at Cornell, and he just came up to me, and he just
shook
was like,
his head.
Yeah, he was not happy with me at all, so... That's the beauty of rivalries, I guess.
Yes, it is. That'll be fun. All right. Well, Brad, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for coming down, pinch hitting, and always good to see you. And we'll see you on the sidelines, golf course, whatever.
Yep. We'll make sure we do that. We've got to get our buddy Jake Weaver out on the golf course at Indian Creek with us this summer. So
we'll get out there and play a little golf.
There we go.
That'll be fun. All right. Take a break. Come back. Wrap it up on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come after this.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
.953 back with you on the Coach's Corner program. Thank you, Brad, for stopping by. Thanks to Mike Manderscheid as well as we get into the tournament trail for the boys. Girls already under the tournament trail, of course. And we've got more girls regional final action coming your way on Tuesday night for you right here on KGYM. Of course, the games today, and then Monday we will have for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll be over at Xavier, as it'll be Assumption and Clear Creek and Mana going at it. We'll have that at 6:20, followed by Xavier and their game against Vinton Shelsburg. That will be on both FMs coming up on Monday, 1600 AM. At 6:50, it will be for a first-round game, Burlington at Kennedy. So lots of basketball. We'll have that complete schedule up for you coming up in the next couple days for the week at KGYMradio.com. Have yourselves a great Saturday, everybody, as you've been listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
Day covering, and where's Kyler Murray going to go?
Am I going to? I don't know.
Where am I going to put Kyler? 13 to Miami. Where am I going to put Kyler Murray?
I'm predicting 13 to Miami because you can't do trades on mock draft. 13th Miami.
A little bit.
Two.
Oakland at 4.
No.
Cincinnati at 11.
I see.